Chippy the parakeet never saw it coming. One second he was peacefully perched in his cage. The next he was sucked in, washed up, and blown over. The problems began when Chippy's owner decided to clean Chippy's cage with a vacuum cleaner. She removed the attachment from the end of the hose and stuck it in the cage. The phone rang and she turned to pick it up, and she barely said hello when Chippy got sucked in. The bird owner gasped, put down the phone, turned off the vacuum and opened the bag, and there was Chippy, still alive, but stunned. Since the bird was covered with dust and soot, she grabbed him and raced to the bathroom, turned on the faucet and held Chippy under running water. Then, realizing that Chippy was soaked and shivering, she did what any compassionate bird owner would do. She reached for the hairdryer and blasted the pet with hot air. Poor Chippy never knew what hit him. A few days after the trauma, the reporter who had initially written about the event contacted Chippy's owner to see how the bird was recovering. "Well," she replied, "Chippy doesn't sing much anymore, but he just sits and stares. It's hard not to see why. Sucked in, washed up, and blown over, that's enough to steal the song from the stoutest heart." Can you relate to Chippy? Most of us can. One minute you are seated in familiar territory with a song on your lips. Then all of a sudden the telephone can ring and everything in your life can be turned upside down. Your medical test results can come back. And all of a sudden you find yourself in the midst of a storm. The divorce papers are delivered. The check bounces. Or a policeman knocks on your door. Or your wife or your husband told you that he or she doesn't love you anymore. You're sucked into a black cavern of doubt and fear. And somewhere in the trauma, what happens is this: you lose your joy, and somewhere in the storm, you lose your song. Friends, we all have stress, don't we? Stress attacks your nerves. Storms attacks your faith. The question of stress is, how can I cope with these circumstances? The question of the storm is, where is God? And why would he do this to me? The question this morning is not what floats your boat today. The question is, what storm threatens your boat today? There are various kinds of storms, we know that. Rainstorms, thunderstorms, hailstorms, snowstorms, and they're very different storms, aren't they? So in life, we have situational storms. This is when circumstances seem to plot against you and everything seems to go wrong. Have you experienced that? We have relational storms. This is when there is tension between people. But this never happens in a church, does it? No. When a relationship has been strained to the breaking point, parent and child and husband and wife, between friends, we have those. Then we all have emotional storms that are often hidden. They are often hidden on the surface. We have a nice smile, a church smile. But inside we are seething and boiling, raging with anger, paralyzed by fear, overcome by guilt, and consumed with worry or jealousy. Those are the emotional storms of life. So let me ask you, what kind of a storm are you going through today? I kind of faced a storm myself about the last 2 weeks when I came here last time, last Sunday, that when I was here. After that, I had eye surgery. I had one eye cataract surgery. They put a lens in 4 years ago. This time, they did this eye last week. So I didn't even realize that. You had to sign all these forms saying you might go blind. You might lose this eye. You accept all these conditions and you had to sign those papers. It was a terrible thing to think about, not having you one eye. I mean, that's my storm that I faced for the last 2 weeks. Praise God, it's over. But you and I both have some kind of a storm this morning that we are going through. Is it a strained relationship? Is it financial? Or is it a painful memory that's got you so tied up that you can't see anything else? Is it a health problem? Is it a secret storm? Something on the inside, an emotion that's overwhelming to you. Guilt or grief or anger or bitterness or jealousy or worry or fear, whatever. Whatever the storm you are facing today, always remember Jesus knows what you are going through. He is aware of your storm. And don't lose your dream and don't lose your song. I was at the gym in the Copperfield YMCA gym one day. And these words were written on the notice board in the gym at YMCA. It said, life isn't about how to survive the storm. Life isn't about how to survive the storm, but how to dance in the rain. But how to dance in the rain. Listen, my friend. God doesn't have to stop the storm to come to you. He can come in the midst of a storm and walk with you right on through your storm. Sometimes, God will calm the storm. At other times, He will calm His child. So, this passage of scripture spoke to me so powerfully, I thought I'd better share this with you, taken from Isaiah chapter 43. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, God says, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God. You are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. This is not Desmond speaking. This is from God's word, from Isaiah. That's the promise of God we have for our lives today. So what do I do when I face a storm? The first step that Peter took, according to the story, according to the gospel this morning, the first step that he took was to get out of his boat. That's the first step. Second step he took was he walked toward Jesus, who said, come, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on water. And Jesus said, Peter, come. And guess who went with Peter? Who went with Peter? Nobody. Nobody. Peter went out there by himself. You will never do anything great to the glory of God if you are not willing to get out of the boat. You got to be willing to leave the boat people behind. Because boat people always say, Father, we have never done it that way before. In the coming days, you as a congregation will have to make some tough decisions. Where you want to go as a congregation? That is, to do that, you have to have a vision. And how you plan to get there. And that involves strategic planning. And with whom do you want to go there? And that's finding a leader or a new rector. Third, according to the story of the Bible, Peter was willing to admit. He was willing to admit that he was sinking. And fourth, what he did was he prayed. He didn't have time to turn to prayer book page 331 or 338 or 330 and look for the prayer book. He was going, you know, there's a prayer that came out of his heart. He said, he just cried and said, Lord, save me. That's all he could have said. And he was sinking. Fifth, he not only prayed, he clung to the hand of Jesus for dear life. He held on to the hand of Jesus. And last of all, what Peter did was Peter worshipped him and accepted him as the Son of God. That's how you face a storm in life. When your boat was rocking, when you were facing the winds and storms of life, have you ever thought of inviting Jesus into your boat? According to the Bible story, at what point did the storm cease? When they got Jesus into the boat and the wind ceased. Does the Bible say they had a hallelujah party or they said praise the Lord? No. The Bible doesn't say that. It says that those who were in the boat worshipped him. That's the difference. They worshipped him and says, truly, you are the Son of God. Let's look at this story one last time. First of all, it was a mistaken identity. They said, oh, this is a ghost. And second, there was a tentative identification. They said, if it is you. And third, and finally, a statement of faith came. They worshipped him and said, truly you are the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, your day is coming. And it may be today. For you to face your storm or your circumstances head on. And to look Jesus in the face and say, Jesus, truly you are the Son of God. Jesus, truly you are the Son of God. Amen.